Welcome to Shomar Shavan Adav, Shir sponsor, Lui Nishmas Aram Bakashom, and Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding an Yevomis Daf Yudalit. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings that even though Bicham and Hillel argued with each other, and according to each one, the other one may have been a mamzer, may have a psul, but still, it did not stop them from marrying each other. And the Gemara says, L'lam necho shechibo v'reyus nuhagim zebazeh. They loved each other. The pasuk that says that emes and shalom came together, that reflects what happened in Bicham and Bishilo. So the Maharal Chidush HaGadol on Yevamos, the first Maharal in this Masechta, says, he comes to explain, what does it mean? Because emes is trying to figure out what the truth is. But the way you should really do emes is only as much as you have shalom. Example to that is the fact that a person can lie mipnei shalom, meaning shalom comes before emes. So as much as you try to find the emes, you must do it with shalom. So Bicham and Bishilo, each one wants to find what's the truth, what's the emes, what's the halacha. But they do it together with shalom. It doesn't take away the shalom between them. The Maharal is explaining here more, how exactly do you do it? But the Maharal here tells us, go look at Chagigot of Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara there in Chagigot speaks about the fact that there is so many machlokes, so many different opinions. One can think maybe it's two different Torahs. The Gemara tells you should know that they're all emes. They all came from Roye Echad. All came from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So there in the Shor Machshava we mentioned the way Reb Tzadik explains the Gemara. Now I found that the Maharal in the Be'er Goylo and Be'er Aleph says in a very similar way. The idea is that the Torah has different ways, different aspects, the way to look at it. Shivim ponim la Torah, the 70 faces to the Torah. You can see the Torah in many, many different ways. And by seeing the Torah in different ways, even ways that contradict each other, there's still emes. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that pchino of all the different aspects of the Torah to Moshe Mesinai. Just when you come to halacha l'maitza, you have to choose one way. So therefore, that's when you have a discussion, what the halacha is. We know the Bishilo B'Chamai, halacha is like Bishilo in this world, says the Arizal, but in the world to come will be halacha like B'Chamai. Meaning, both opinions are both correct, both right, or both valid. The only question is, when do you neg like one, when do you neg like the other? But they're both emes, they're both true. So mainly, when B'Cham and Bishilo argue with each other, when they look at it on the right way, when they look at it in the pchina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Elyonim, then they know they're both emes. Yes, only one of them can apply in this world. But in the higher level, they're both emes. And this may be, this Maharal is not saying this, but this may be explained based on another Maharal. Because the Maharal says that the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shalom. And why is the name of Hashem Shalom? It's a unique name. Because only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who can actually do peace between two things of the opposite. Meaning only Mipchina of the Gil HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can see how two different understandings are both emes. So through Shalom, you get everything to be emes. Through the Pchina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who connects two opposites, you get everything to be emes. So Mimele, emes is Shalom Ohavu. If you put the Shalom, the name of Hashem here, then everything becomes emes. It's not that you're compromising your emes as the Mashmos of the Maharal over here. But when you're looking in the Pchina of Shalom, so even the things that seem to contradict each other, they're emes in that higher level Pchina of Shalom, even though you have to choose only one, have to be noyeg. Mitzad Pchina satoiro, they are emes. Ha-emes va-shalom ahavu. Anyone want to join the Shomachshava, email us to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.